go.
Oh, this thing is brilliant at recording. Well, welcome to On the Potty with Dave and Dan. I'm Dave Myers, and Dan Godden isn't here. He's in sunny New South Wales. Well, I'm in sunny Queensland. I'm on the surface paradise, and I've got a special guest here all the way from the United States of America.
We spared no expense for the show, guys.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Josh Griffin. I'm a pastor at Saddleback Church, and I'm a guy who loves the internet.
Awesome. Now, Josh, I've got to tell you, Josh, this is, I think, episode 72 of On the Potty. And
great
originally,
name,
the Simply Youth Ministry podcast started just before us, and it was the final nail in the coffin to start a podcast. So tell us about the Simply Youth Ministry podcast.
Well, the Simply Youth Ministry podcast is basically Doug Fields and a few friends just talking about youth ministry and life and wasting people's time an hour a week. So it's a lot of fun. We do talk a little bit about youth ministry in all, you know, genuineness, but we just hang out and be friends.
Good times.
We're not on the potty, though, I have to say.
Yeah, we used to record on the toilet. That's what it was. But
I love it. No, we're in like a little room with the table and a couple of mics. It's fun. It's really fun. It's one of the highlights of our week as we get together and talk about youth ministry.
Good times. Now, we're in Queensland. Why are you in Australia?
Well, I'm here in Surfer's Paradise because I think it's called Surfer's Paradise.
Surfer's Paradise.
Because I'm at the National Youth Ministry Convention 07, hanging out with now my new friend David, and I'm talking about MySpace. I'm talking about Purpose Room Youth Ministry. And, you know, I'm having some great food and having some great talks, too. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun.
People in our youth ministry would know about you without knowing about you.
Oh, really?
Because we use lots of the purpose stuff with our church and so forth. So our youth group's purpose statement is we exist to glorify God in everything.
All right.
As we gather to hear his word, grow in godliness, give in service of others, share the gospel of Jesus' death and resurrection, and gladly rejoice in him.
Oh, I love it. That sounds a lot like ours, actually. We say to reach other people, to connect them in the church, to help them grow in their faith, discover their talents of ministry, and then worship God in all they do. Yeah.
Good times.
Reach, connect, grow, discover, honor.
Very, very helpful. Now, we have heaps of kids on MySpace, and so we've just been in a MySpace seminar.
Oh, yeah, the last hour and a half of me talking about MySpace.
Good times. Can you give us some what are tips? We've got a few hundred, or maybe not a few hundred, but a couple of hundred kids on MySpace.
What, well, I would first of all say I love MySpace, love Facebook, love those social networking sites. The only problem is that they can be used for incredible good and incredible bad. So you got to be really careful about the information that you post online because it's publicly available to the whole world. It's essentially a billboard along the side of the highway. So you got to be really careful that what you post, it's permanent, it will be there forever, and everyone in the world has access to it. So, I mean, you just got to be really, really careful, limit the use of personal information online.
Good. What about, there's some of the ways to not do negative things.
Yeah.
What are some of the positive things you can do with MySpace?
Well, I think MySpace can be a great place to share your story and to share your faith. It's also a great place, you know, just to kind of share life with people. Because it's in the public profile, you get a chance to talk about your relationship with Christ, the value of student ministry in your life. You get to share kind of the journeys and struggles and how God has been part of the answer to those. So it's a great place to be in community with Christians and non-Christians both. And to kind of share life together. One other quick aside is I would say it's great if you can, you know, add the student ministry of your church to your top 8 friends. And the reason for that is that MySpace can be a powerful evangelistic tool, right? What was the word you guys used for
gospel?
Gospel, yeah. So as you know, strive to accomplish that purpose in your life, one of the great ways to do that is just, you know, simply add the student ministry, add the student ministry from Central Coast up on your top 8. And then other people in your sphere of influence will see it. They can go to the MySpace and so on and so forth. They eventually come to church.
Yeah. Now, MySpace is ugly.
Yeah, it's the worst social networking tool out there.
Now, the next big thing, amongst my peers, so like mid-20s type of thing, there's way more people in our context that are on another website. Not many of our youth group are on there yet, tell us about the one that's the big up-and-comer now.
Well, the up-and-comer, it came out of nowhere, and it's now like the 7th most popular website in the world. It's called Facebook, and it's just a much cleaner, cooler-looking website. It's got a lot of white background, so it just looks
simplicity.
Better. It's the simplicity and elegance, I like to say.
It's smarter than Facebook.
Yeah, a lot like the way David dressed. It's very smart and very elegant. but no. It's a better tool. The technology's better. The problem is that not everybody's on Facebook. I mean, people are on MySpace. But it's by far, you know, millions of people are on Facebook, and it's the up and coming for sure. I'm on both. Maybe you get on both, drop one. Facebook is the future, guys.
And the good thing with Facebook is you can have your feed come through from your blog.
Oh, I love it.
Brilliant. So
yeah.
It looks like you're doing stuff.
My blog at simplyjosh.com, and it just feeds right into my Facebook feed. It's beautiful, isn't it?
And you can check out my blog at eternalweightofglory.blogspot.com.
Which I went to eternalweightofglory.blogspot.com, and I enjoyed it. And you have a killer little template.
That's fun.
I left you a comment this morning.
Oh, good, good.
And I was waiting for you to post a picture that we took today. So maybe,
yeah, I haven't been on the internet yet. You can't get it from our hotel.
Okay, well,
so
when this podcast goes online, I will look for my picture and I will link to it from my blog. Just want to say good day to all of you. Good day, mate. Because I have a super American accent. I'm sorry about that. That is just how it is. But it's been great being on your show, and I've enjoyed hanging out with you.
Good stuff. Well, we like bagging Kiwis. We've had a New Zealand person on this show before. But we love bagging Americans.
Yeah, well, let's not bag Americans. Let's bag Canadians. We can universally hate Canadians together. It'll be fun.
Good talk. Can you give us a bit of the slang and the lingo that you've picked up from Aussie?
Yeah. No, I don't think I can. I don't think I can put it on a church show. I don't think I can. Let me just say this, I've made some terrible mistakes using some of the language that Americans use frequently that Australians would only use when they're not at church. I mean, it's pretty intense. No, we have a resource that has a word that you would never say, probably. And I kind of think I can even say it right now. It means nothing to me, but I think it'll matter to you. Anyhow.
We don't edit our show either. We've got a one-take policy.
Great, great. Well, I'm not going to repeat any of the words that I've learned, but I have enjoyed the Australian language and the culture and the slang. I think my favorite one was a guy, I was in Melbourne, and he said that when you go to an outhouse, it's not called an outhouse, it's called a long drop. And it took me just a second to figure out what that was, and then I just died laughing. So anyhow, there's some great slang that I picked up, and some things that I say all the time in America that I will never repeat here or on the show.
Good stuff. Have you eaten any exotic foods while you've been in Australia?
Not too bad. I had kangaroo meat, which was fun. I really didn't think that you killed and ate kangaroos.
They're pests. We kill them all the time.
They're quite delicious, actually. It would be like the equivalent of American eating a bald eagle. You know, we just would not do that.
Is that your national emblem?
Yeah, it's our national emblem.
We eat emu as well.
I love it. And it's kangaroo's a little gamey, but it's tasty meat. And I had parsnips. We don't have a lot of parsnips in the U.S. I had parsnip here. Last night I had steak. We have that, and it's very good everywhere around the world. So it's been fun. I want to try kangaroo jerky at some point today.
I've never had kangaroo jerky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go find some right now.
That'd be good. Good, good. Very quickly, we'll close because we're going to get over to the main session in 5 minutes. What's the best thing about being a Christian for you?
Well, to me, I mean, it's just the balance and the excitement and the strength to make it through life. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people that can depend on their own strength and abilities, but it's so awesome to know that there is a God who loves me and created me, and I have a purpose for life. I know why I exist, and I can live that out. I mean, so many people wander through life with, like, this emptiness in their soul, and they try to fill it with a lot of things. But to me, I know why I was created. I was really created to fulfill the purpose statement of your student ministry. I mean, I want to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I want to connect them to the church. I want to be a good friend. I want to be a mentor. I want to mentor other people. I want to grow in my faith on my own. I don't want to depend on just the church for me to grow and just the student ministry, but I want to grow on my own and develop my own relationship with God. I want to serve other people, make a difference in the world, and have part of the social, you know, give back to the society. And ultimately, I want my God, my life to be a reflection of my God. And so it's great to know that I have a purpose in life. I've discovered that through reading the Bible and through being a Christian. Easily, by far, the best reason what I live for.
That's awesome. That's a great way to finish. Check out Josh at SimplyJosh.com. You can find me at EternalWeightOfGlory.blogspot.com. I'll tell you about Dan's website because he's not here. SingUnto.blogspot.com.
SingUnto. What does he do? Is he singing in the shower?
Yeah, he's a pretty good singer in the shower. He oversees the magnification
music and other forms of worship. Very cool.
Yeah, so he's very, very good. It's a good blog. Check it out.
All right, I will do that.
And cccyouth.com. Send us an email, cccyouth@gmail.com. Signing out from the sunny Gold Coast. It's 28 degrees.
So
expected
nice.
Maximum today.
Love
good times.
This place.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye-bye.
Can you say something in Australian?
Good day, mate. You have a ripper day.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.